This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Just give me a second. I don't know if I'm in the right place online because I don't see anybody. So just give me a second. Is it?
Yeah.
You can check?
Yeah.
Are we on? Because I don't see her. I don't see our lady. Can we check the mic? Yeah. Okay. Bismillah. Okay. So today, inshallah, bi-idhnillah. Are we not in the right one?
No,
you have no? Yes, sure. Why, did I block somebody?
No.
Okay.
I see
how she needs some material. Yeah. الحمد لله. Okay. So بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Today we're going to be, inshallah, finishing the last three verses that these ones actually I thought of as I was there. Definitely more. As you all know what is happening these days. It's getting worse. And if you were there, if you were there and came back, you can imagine the gravity of it. Yani whatever you're seeing, it's not the same when you were there in general, but definitely now. Because now they are basically in, yani, imagine you are in this room, right? And the only way to get out of this room is that door. And then what they did is they blocked completely that door, which means nobody can leave, nobody can enter, but also there is no, all the trucks, all the aids, everything comes from that door. Only. Now they blocked it completely. And then what did they do? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now they are, so this is the east, what you are hearing. The east here, the border. So they are, what they are doing now, they are telling them, move, move, move. So this is the south, this is the east. And they tell them, move, move where? That's why you keep hearing, move where? Which is true, move where? Because if you're going to go a little bit north, it's Khan Yunus, and it's already destroyed. So they are trying to keep pushing them till, I don't know, where it's going to end, subhanAllah. But amazingly, again, is I get these messages every single day from Gaza, and the answer is, we are fine, don't worry about us. Like they say, how are you doing? I was like, how am I doing? And what do I worry about here? What do we worry about here? We worry about our, may Allah forgive us, right? Our daily things. And honestly, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you, I say bless you, to go and see and live in these places where the minimum requirements of life is not there, nothing will be an issue here. Nothing will be an issue. And I said this and I really mean it. I wish I can take every teenager who lives in this country and take it with me again and go there. So you know what real stress means and what real anxiety. Now I laugh, yani I'm not making fun of people, but inside me, I was like, really, is that the issue? I have an exam tomorrow. Oh, is that the issue? I have an interview tomorrow. Oh, my car is not working. Really? This is my response to everything, including if anything happens to me, because unless you see what I saw, and now it's even worse, then you know what does it mean to be, to value what you have, and to be grateful, and to live in a complete different way of looking. And this is why when I was today thinking of which one, I mean, I prepared, I was there, and when I came back, a lot of verses from the Quran. But today I want to focus on three that we needed here, that I've seen it there, but we need it here for our daily life. And the first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in Surah Al-Anfal, which He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين. There is a reason why I'm using my fingers. Let me translate and then I'll tell you what is this all about. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you believer. This is you and me, and inshallah, all of us and every believer you know. طيب, what is the issue? There's so many يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Now there is a condition. إذا لقيتم فئة, meaning when you are going to be meeting, here of course it's about war there, but for us, when you are meeting a group that you are going to be tested, or you're going to be in danger, or you're going to feel that you are not strong enough. So for example, for the youth, you go to school and you know there's a couple of people who will bully you. That's fi'a, that's group, right? You are, for example, the students who are now in UCI encampment, right? They are being threatened, tested, fi'atan, from few people. This could be anybody if you work, this could be at your workplace. This could be your driving, right? So this applies to all of us, but the reason it was revealed, it's for the war. So if when I was there, I was thinking, all of us, we had this question again and again and again. How can they do that? How can they live that, right? I mean, for 8 months, the question did not change. How can they live it? How can they do it? 8 months, keep going. So the answer is in this verse that I did see it practice. The question, how many of us practice this? So when, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you believer, إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِيهَا, when you meet a group, again, each one of us in this room, depends on our age and what we are doing, one of us every day, could be more than once a day, we're going to be in that position. The fi'a, the group that will threaten me, whether threaten my life, whether threaten my existence, whether threaten my children, whether threaten my safety or my income or my honor or my dignity, again, right? What did Allah say? So five things you have to do so you will be successful. هي هذه يسموها عناصر الثبات or عناصر الفلاح. The five elements of staying strong, steadfast, and to be successful. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want that, right? What did he say first? يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة, when you meet a group, number one, فثبتوا, steadfast. Don't run away. Don't change, don't say, I can't see her. I don't want to hear it. You know what? I don't want to be in this problem. Let me run away. The first thing you do, he said, فَثْبُتُ, steadfast. You know what's a ثبات? ثبات is when you want to anchor something. You say, for example, the building is ثابتَ. The building is strong and it's steadfast and stable, anchored. And now I'm going to tell you what the scholars, amazingly, the scholars of tafsir, they said, so how I'm going to do that? Because that's the question, right? So number one, steadfast. Don't run away and don't say, I can't do it. Don't say, I can't do it. فَثْبُتُ, number one, steadfast. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and remember Allah, plenty remembrance of Allah, so you will be successful. I'm just translating so far. And then, this is the most important one to me. The next two is the most important. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهَ, and obey Allah and His Messenger. And then, that's not enough. وَلَا تَنَازَعُ, do not. تَنَازَعُ is do not argue, do not quarrel, do not differ, do not disagree. Why, ya Allah? فَتَفْشَلُ, you will fail. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ, the goodness in you will go away. And then, is that easy, all of it? وَصْبِرُ, be patient. Why? He give it to you at the end. Allah will be with you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And I just translated the verse. So five things. When you have an important interview tomorrow, and you are extremely worried because who is going to interview you? Those people, they don't want you. Or at least shaitan tells me that, right? Or people, sometimes people tells you that, right? I remember very well when I went for my interview for OBGYN, everybody looked at my face as they will not take you. Yani, why do you say that? قل خيرا ولا فصمت. Say good or stay quiet. What is this going to do to me? It's going to make me even more what? Exactly, uncomfortable, nervous, anxious, all the nine yards. Why don't you just say, you know what, go. Go and try. And if you exceed, if you are successful, alhamdulillah. If you're not, that means it's not for you. Why not? So again, there's a lot of, yani, a lot of lessons we need to learn. We as people, by the way. So the first thing is, again, say to yourself, stay steadfast. Don't move. Don't run away. Don't change, which also translates, don't say I can't. And this is one of the things I heard for 8 days in Gaza. I didn't hear somebody look at me and says, we can't do this anymore. No way we will, wallahi, by Allah's name. I did not hear anybody, he didn't look at me, he or she, young and old, and says, once the war is ended, we will invite you to our home. What home? Especially those came from the north, this done, it's destroyed. But they have this yaqeen thabat, fatbutu. Stay, stand still, literally. You know when you freeze? There's a game the kids always play, right? Say, freeze. Have you seen it? And they laugh because you are supposed to freeze. In this case, freeze. Because immediately shaitan, let alone me, let alone the people, will tell you, run away. And you heard it all the time from the people of Gaza. We're not leaving. Right? That's the bat. That's steadfast. That's not changing. So the first one, fatbutu. The first order is stay. Right? And here again, beautiful. I looked at more than one tafsir, but Imam al-Qurtubi in this was really amazing. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, calling the people of Iman, and what is he expecting from you? Now change it, right? Now your relationship is with Allah. And this is very important in our daily life. When I say what people will say about me, I'm focusing on people. When I say I can't do it, what I'm saying, I'm focusing on me. Versus I say, what is Allah saying? What does he want from me? What happens inside you? What happens inside you? Change. Change. When you have this, again, relationship with Allah, but you apply it. It's not a relationship, just words. When you say, Ya Allah, and you mean it, you are calling him. So he says what he's expecting from the people. Number one, stay, stand still. What butu? Second one, which all of us fail. Wadhkurullaha, what? Kathira, what is kathira? Plenty, what is plenty? I need to think of dunya thing. Think of my daily life. What is something plenty? When you say, I drink a lot of coffee, right? Or I, whatever you, what does a lot mean? Is it one time? Two times? How many times? All the time. All the time. Right? And he says, remember Allah. Say Allah plenty. Why? This is amazing how the scholar, subhanAllah. But let us all think, because when we think, it's going to come to you. Why do I need to remember Allah and I'm scared to death? And I don't know what is the person in front of me will do, let alone for sure. Again, people of Gaza, for sure, everything external is saying there is no chance, right? But why do I need to remember Allah?
I'll give you the strength.
لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. The two. Wait. Stay, stand fast, and remember Allah plenty, so you will be successful. طيب, I translate. But why? Are you with me? Basically, turn it around, because this is how you learn this deen. What will the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, will do to me that will make me successful? How about this? I'm turning the question, right? So he said, you will be successful. لَعَلَّكُمْ in the Quranic terminology is not you may be. It may be translated to you may be. But in the Quranic language, you will. It's for sure. Now the question, يعني what is the dhikr? Convince those that you say, Ya Allah, Subhanallah, Astaghfirullah, Ya Rabbi, help, and they will stay strong. You and me, maybe, because we grew up on it. But convince somebody who was born, raised here, you say, Astaghfirullah, and you stay strong. Really? Why? Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. I will gonna feel, verily, by the remembrance of Allah, the heart will reach serenity. But you can tell me, what does serenity has to do with me being successful? You're right, I'm trying to take you deeper, because once you understand the connection, the action will come right away and will become natural. In anything you are afraid or worried or unsure or feeling anxious or feeling unstable, the remembrance of Allah, they say the following, and this is from Imam Al-Qurtubi, which I really loved. I even put it. Number one, he said, this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, any word, Ya Allah, Subhanallah, Astaghfirullah, use your word, use your language, doesn't matter. Number one, he said, when I and you are scared or anxious, which part of my body is scared? The heart. And this is exactly what it says. ذِكْرُهُ يُعِينُ عَلَى الثَّبَاتِ فِي الشَّدَائِدِ. The remembrance of Allah, in general, help calm the heart because of the verse. Verily, with the remembrance of Allah, you feel calm. And I'll share with you something happened to me very recently in the weekend. Now, number two. So my heart is now calm, but nothing changed outside. See, I'm making you think, you're looking at me, it's like, what is she saying? Right? Because our problem, please forgive me, we just memorize things. We don't go deeper. It's when you go deeper, it's gonna have a profound effect on you, and you will have the yaqeen, the certainty. So he said, القلب لا يسكن عند اللقاء إلا بحركة اللسان. The heart will not stay calm and serene if the tongue is afraid. He's making the connections. Subhanallah. But if the tongue is calm, how is calm? By the remembrance of Allah, instead of saying, I can't do it, this is way too much, oh, you should see my heart. Now I'm very shaky. My heart is following shaky. Versus if my tongue is saying Astaghfirullah and I'm thinking of it, Subhanallah, and I'm thinking of it. You know why? You may have doubt in what I am saying. Can I say it and you're going to show up next week? Because we don't do it. We don't do it. Where is the dhikr in our daily life? In our daily life. I haven't tried it. But if you tried it, wallahi and by Allah, and I've tried it two times. It's one time I was extremely sick in the plane when I was coming back, sick like a dog, right? And I had a fever and bone pain, and you're talking about international flight. So I maxed on the Tylenol. I can't take any more Tylenol. And I did not have ibuprofen. So I called the flight attendant and she said, I'm sorry, but the rules, we don't have it in the plane. And I do have it in my purse. He was very honest, but I can't give it. That's the rules. That's the rules. Okay. There is another 8 hours to get here. And the only thing I remembered, كم أجعل من صلاتي لك, how much of my time I keep it for your صلاة على النبي. And the hadith came to my mind. تكفى همك. If you're going to do it all the way, your worries will be removed. And for the next 2 hours, I was doing only Salah al-Nabi. I don't have anything else left, nothing. So what happened? Did I feel better? No, because I'm still having fever. But what happened? The nurse, the other flight attendant came to me and says, are you okay? I said, no, I am not. I just need ibuprofen. She looked at me and says, listen, I'm not supposed to give it to you, but I will give it to you. Wallahi, this is not someone told me the story. This is me. I took the two tablets. I was able to sleep. Once you sleep, alhamdulillah. And I remembered, this is what I was trying to tell you. When we know Allah بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ يَا by the remembrance of Allah, hearts get serenity. But when did you practice it? In daily life. When you practice what you are learning, is going to come to you when you really need it without even thinking. So that's what he's saying. He said, unless the tongue is calm but working, meaning with the remembrance of Allah, the heart will not be calm. And then look at the other one. Subhanallah. And amazing. And these scholars, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, not remembrance of Allah by words, but remember what Allah will give you when you stand still. So when I am so afraid, again, going for interview, I have an exam, this is the exam time, you're giving the graduation ceremony, any of these things. If I remember, not the dhikr now, if I remember what is the reward when I struggle to stay calm, he's going to make me calm. That's the third meaning. Yani, you remember the reward of what you are doing, not waiting for the result. You think of the reward. And then he said here, he said, the proof is there is no excuse. And I want you today, if you left, learned nothing, just remember this sentence. He said, there is no excuse to not remember Allah. Okay, we all know that. But then he brought this verse from the Quran. He said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam told Sayyidina Zakaria, right? He said, رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةِ Ya Allah, give me a sign. He said, your ayah, your sign, not to speak for the next 3 days. And then what did he tell him? لا. He said, رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةِ قَالَ آيَتُكَ لَا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّةٍ Right? And then, I'm sorry, هذه في آل عمران, إِلَّا رَمْزَ Meaning, use your hands and give signs. وبعدين, ah, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا He told him, don't speak. Did you get it? When I was reading, he says, Allah, how many times I've read this verse? He told him, don't speak, yet remember Allah. If we all in this room, in our daily life, make the dhikr a practice. If I ask anyone in this room, what is the thing that we do it without even thinking? It's a habit. What is it? For the youth, check your phone 1,000,000 times a day. Right? Nobody texts you. لا, بس انت, you're checking. Right? True? For the not very young, but youth in heart. What is the thing we do it without even thinking? Your 9 o'clock coffee. Your breakfast. Right? Quickly getting up because you have to go to work. You don't think of it. You don't think of it. You need to go to work. Right? That's habit. But for dhikr to come, what do I need to do? Put everywhere, in the car, in here, reminder, and you, Allah knows how much. That's the change. If it becomes part of my life, becomes natural. For example, many of us Muslim, walillahi alhamd, when we say something beautiful, what do we say? Subhanallah. Or when you are surprised, subhanallah. I didn't have to think. It just came, right? Or someone tells you, you did that, and say, astaghfirullah. Right? What is that? Natural. But how many of us doing nothing, and I say, alhamdulillah. I'm saying it. No reason to say it, but I'm saying it. Or for example, like subhanAllah, today I saw a turtle in the lake. And I just, it blew my brain because I haven't seen big ones. I've seen the small ones, like, you know, the children or the kids have it and a bit amazing. But this one was a big one sitting in the middle of the lake. And then I was looking and I say, Assalamu alaikum. No, you do. You do, because all of them are in dhikr of Allah except us. La ilaha illallah. Wallahi. I said, Assalamu alaikum. The turtle put out, I didn't know the color of the, like the limbs of the turtle. I haven't seen it. And the turtle put the limbs out. They're green. They're so much similar to a lizard. And I said, exactly, subhanallah. So here we are back, the people of Gaza. Now, don't forget all this. When you speak to them, at least the one I saw, there is the Allah's word in between every 2 to 3 sentences. It's part of them. As I said, remember last week, I told you Quran is part of them. Quran is part of them. They have now in the tents, they send me pictures, recent, in the tents for Quran. Review, if you're a hafiz, if you're not a hafiz, hafiz. There's nobody does, let's come and read the Quran. They all read amazing. Kids. So, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Take home message. Don't run away. Turn to Allah before you turn to anybody. Don't pick up your phone and call your friend. Call Allah. Don't ask, what should I do? Come on, tell me, what should I do? Say, Ya Rabbi, what should I do? 3, which they did. Obey Allah and His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is one of the few times, there's repeated times in the Quran, not that many, where Allah put it together. Atiyu Allah wa Rasulah. Together. We obey Allah? I'm asking. Oh, yes or no?
Yes.
So why are you quiet? Because you know we are not obeying Allah fully. That's why you are quiet. I'm not going to say we don't. But do I وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ? When he says وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, meaning consistent. It's not when I can, when it is good, when I have time, when I am okay, but I don't, I like that, it's okay this time. That doesn't work. You will not be successful. Remember, these are the 5 things, the 5 elements of success from the owner of success. Not a person who's successful and wrote a book. This is the owner of success, the one who gives success, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you cannot do one and not the other. I can't look and say, oh, it's sunnah. Oh, I'm not convinced. Then we will not be successful. It's both. It's both. Again, I still remember that scene when I was in the room in these 2 days, and it was really one of the 2 scary days, and we had to just open the door a little bit so we can follow the imam. They did sunnah of Fajr. They did. They didn't say, oh, it's sunnah of Fajr, I'm too tired. I mean, come on, did you hear what's above me? You're going to tell me do sunnah al-fajr? You know how good we are on excuses. They didn't. Subhanallah. Ati'u Allah wa Rasulah. Both. Once you start separating, I'm not talking about you don't believe. A'udhu billah, we all do. But when we start making this here, and obeying Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is here, we are far away from success. Are we? Absolutely. Again, look at the sunnah of a salah. And this is because everybody see that, right? I'm not going to say dates when you are fasting, because that's like part of the food. But I'm talking about the regular sunnah, the ones that he did alayhi salatu wasalam all the time. Wa ati'u, obey. When he said, don't do, don't do. When he said, it's not good for you, it's not good for you. Well, I'm not convinced, show me. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. So that's 3. To stay strong. And this is especially for those of you who have done hijab, thinking of doing hijab, because that's one of the moments for us women who we really need to stay strong. And I'm speaking as a woman who did it. Especially in the first year. It's extremely challenging. Let alone these days. Subhanallah, you need to stay. This is actually one of the best advice I was given, because I was asked, the woman who was talking to me, and I said, what about if I get weak? And she said, you will. Subhanallah. Wallahi. She looked at me and says, you will. I said, what do I do? She said, look at the mirror and says, Allahumma inni as'aluka thabat, the same word. She said, look at yourself in the mirror and talk to him. See, wadhkurullaha. Ask Allah to keep you steadfast. Ya Allah, how much that helped me. Anything, when your nafs wants to do something, your desire, the people around you, and you know this is not pleasing to Allah, and that's not what He wants from you, you need to have this connection with Him. Talk to Him. And then, which is a big problem these days, in the Muslim community all over the world, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. Don't quarrel. Don't divide. Because of why do we differ? I'm asking.
Different opinions.
And why do we have to differ? Everyone is entitled to their opinion. نفس الأمارة بالسوء. It's ego. It's ego. I'm right. What is wrong if I am wrong? What is the big deal? I'm a human, right? You know, one of the famous quotes, it's from the 1800s, and actually use it in medicine a lot. To err is a human. I can't remember who said it. It's a Greek person, but the name is not coming to me. To err is a human. To make a mistake, that means I'm a human being. Don't say I don't err. You know what? You haven't tried or you're not admitting it. So why do we quarrel? And why do we differ? And why do we attack each other? Because it's very hard for me to say, I'm wrong. It's very hard for me to say, I did wrong. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا. And look at around us Muslims. Right? Every community. We're all Muslims. We're all minorities. Every community. They speak different than what I speak. I disagree with them. They dress different than what I dress. We disagree with them. They pray in a different opinion. It's not wrong. It's just different opinion. I don't like it. Right? Let alone masajid between each other. Let alone scholars between each other. And let alone families and blood relation. For what? It's usually dunya. وَلَا إِنْ لَا. Remember this in the Quranic language. La means what? Don't. But what is the ruling of this don't in the Quran? It's an obligation. Like you say, salah is an obligation. This is obligation, meaning if you don't do it, you will be what? You will be punished. Punished. And if you do it, meaning follow what Allah told you don't do, you will be rewarded. Right? And how much we disagree. And for what? This is what I want everybody to think. When you disagree with somebody, that's absolutely, we have different opinion. You are entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion. I don't have to convince you. You have to convince me. Right? But I don't have to convince you. And I get very upset when I am wrong. And you tell me this is not the right way. And I get upset. Who is she? Who is he? What do they know? Look at yourself. Tanazaw. Because once this happens, two things will follow. We will fail and our power will go away. That's what he said. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. The rih here is not the wind. It's a figure of speech in the Arabic language that there's a lot of goodness is coming to you. When it goes away, all the goodness is going away. See when people start, look at families. Look at families, right? When the father has a very successful business, okay? And he was the one, or the mother, right, where they were holding the business together, right? Then the father or the mother, whoever owned the business, died. What happens usually? Everything falls apart. Fail. Why? Because they differ. I want to control. I want that much money. Differ. They didn't look at the bigger picture. And this is what happens to us. And again, as Muslims, I didn't see that. I'm going to keep bringing you from here to there. Because these are, when Allah shows us things, again, I always ask Allah, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to do or change? I didn't see two people there talking negatively about the other one. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I remember, subhanallah, this was a different opinion. Happened in front of me, right? It was about material things, right? And the guy was accusing the other guy, not in a bad way, but in a little bit of a tone, right? The other one responded in an extreme calm way. I was there. You know what he said? Now you're talking about people in the war, drones on the top of them. Allah knows what's happened to them tomorrow and how many people, if their family would die. He looked at him and he said, do you believe the risk from Allah? And he was accusing him of not giving him. And he said, do you believe the risk from Allah? And he said, yes. He said, it's not your risk. That's the risk of people more needy. If you want me to look into your request, just fill an application and I'll look at it. End of the story. Look at us when we disagree. Everyone calls everybody what? Names. Honestly, unfortunately, wallahi, until you laugh because it is very common, but it's very sad. It's extremely sad, right? Even when we are working for Allah, yanas, we're working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we disagree, not, of course we will disagree, but we don't know how to agree to disagree. We don't know how to sit in a table and I'll show you my opinion, you show me your opinion, says, you know what, with all due respect, I differ. وخلصنا, done. La, and I have to convince you. Of course it's shaitan wa nafsi. And shaitan works on my ego. How come I'm wrong? Of course I am wrong. I'm a human being, right? And then he says, oh, I have to go to the next one. I have three for you. Oh, this one. This is one of my favorite verses in the Quran. Literally. It's the end of Surah Al-An'am. Right? So the end of Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-An'am, the cattle, it's number 6. It's the chapter that's called the Surah of Tawheed. It's the surah that shows how much you're really practicing the practical oneness of Allah, not the tongue. And even some scholars tells you, if you find it challenging to memorize, I remember this was an advice for me. You're finding it challenging? I said, yeah, I said, work on your tawheed. Whoa. Work on your practical oneness of Allah. So the end of it, after Allah, it's a long surah, a lot of challenging things in it. And again, the last thing Allah gives order to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Are you ready? You need everyone to memorize this, the meaning. And then you sit down with yourself alone and see, is that me? He said, say, قل, meaning, Ya Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. And then, لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. طيب, what did Allah tell him? قل, say, إن صلاتي, my prayer. هنا الصلاة is a الصلاة, the one we do. طيب, قل إن صلاتي ونسكي. What is a نسك? Many meanings. Number one, the obvious, clear, for those who are going for Hajj, is slaughtering the animal. Have the first meaning of nusuk. طيب, I'm not going to slaughter an animal. What is it? They said, every good deed you do. Every good deed you do. Obedience, extra, sunnah, obligation. Everything you do. طيب, and my living and my death to Allah. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. It's an order. I'm not doing extra favor. That's my order. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I'm the first who submit to Allah. Now everybody take a breath. And I need you to look, each one of you, at your life. Don't share with anyone. Is your life, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter, is it really salati, my prayer, the one we do, every good deed I do, my living and my death for Allah? And I was ordered like this. That's what I saw there. When that woman looked at me and says, I raised my children to think of Akhirah. And I raised them to eat halal. And this life is very short. And I'll see you in Jannah. That's salati wa nusuki. ومحياي ومماتي وبذلك أمرت. What is our hayat? I want everyone to think, don't answer me, may Allah forgive me before anybody. But in general, what is taking over our thinking, our planning? What is it? Dunya. What is dunya? I need, which college I'm going to go? How much? How well I'm going to do in the exam? What about my children? Is she getting married? The home? And that's all halal. I'm not saying we shouldn't. That's my dunya. But is it taking over? Am I doing it for Allah? Am I going to say to Allah, Ya Rabbi, I went to college, to that college for you? Ya Rabbi, I married this man for you. I did not marry this man for you. Do we do that? Why not? Why not? It's a good question, right? Why not? Because it's not my priority. Because Allah is not number one in my life. I'm not thinking of, when do I think of Allah? When I need Him. When I need Him. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. I applied for the job and tomorrow is my, literally, I get this question all the time, especially from my the younger part of my family, right? What is the dua al-istikhara? So I know there is a something major. Okay, so what do I say? What is this dua when before I go? I know there is an interview tomorrow. And you know what I say to myself? Especially when I start learning this concept, literally I start feeling shy. And I was like, how can you do that? You know, if I'm your friend, claim to be your friend, and I call you only when I need you. Only. I text you when I need you. To the point when you see my text, you're going to say, oh, what does she want? What are you going to feel about me? Right? أصحبت مصلحة. She always wants, she wants something. You know what? I'm fed up. I'm not going to answer. She needs to go and find somebody else. Right? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will remember Him only when I need Him. Whether I need something or I need something to be removed. That's not this. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِ. Even this is actually a dua. One of the duas we say when we pray. Dua al-istiftah, one of them is this one. What I want every one of you to change, to put the goal, live your life, be successful, be beautiful, be rich, get the best thing in life, but make it for Allah. And there is two ways, has to be, otherwise me and you are faking. Number one has to be halal. The source is halal, and the way you are doing it is halal. And number two, when Allah tests you between what you like and what is this, you're going to put Allah number one. I'll give you an example. It's going to be painful. Are you ready? Not seeing you next week? And this is for the parents. When two people propose to your daughter, and I'm saying daughter because we are all women here, right? To your daughter, two. One is very successful in dunya, but he does not pray regularly. And one pray regular, go to the masjid, mashallah, but he has an ordinary job. Are you ready? We're going to say for that person who is 5 stars in dunya, but he doesn't pray. What do you tell your daughter? Allah yahdi. See? Allah will guide him. It's okay. How many people? And they changed. And you try to convince her or convince yourself or convince whoever you need to convince. طيب, the person who doesn't have a very good job now, can't change? Can't be a better job? So why don't we say it? Why don't we say it? خلصنا. Done. That's not إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When I live all my life for Allah, my decisions based on what Allah says, not what I like and what you like and what people like and how I'm going to impress people. And again, I did see that. I did see that. I still remember that 13-year-old. Ya Allah, when he looked at me in the eye. It's amazing. Orphan, by himself, led us in salah. gave us this nasheed about Palestine. And he was, and I even have a picture of him actually. And even stand, he's sitting and standing in a way, he's like a 13-year-old. And how are you doing? Fine. Nobody. Everybody dead. He's living in the hospital with nobody. But he has this insight and this yaqeen, this certainty that Allah will take care of him because he is living for Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki. Especially, and the reason I'm saying this too, especially when we live in a place full of luxury. You probably don't know this, especially for those of you who were born, raised here, or for those of you who have been here living for a long time. This is extremely luxurious place where we are living. Very luxurious, including the weather, including the scenery, including the beauty. I was just this weekend, I was in the Midwest. And I was like, subhanAllah, how beautiful hadi California. Honestly. The weather is beautiful. It's very clean. Streets are wide. You know, everything is beautiful. The weather, the ocean, the mountains, everything. Literally. And I was like, and I said, and how grateful I am. And how much I complain, because the more he gives me, the more I complain. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah, because this is not easy, by the way. It's very easy to say it, but it's not easy to practice it, especially when you are and I am bombarded with material things. Bombarded with materialism. I mean, you look, even these days, even those Muslim influencers, especially the young girls, and what they are doing. They are selling us things. And these things gradually takes me away from Allah. It's not haram. I'm not saying haram, a'udhu billah. But it's, we are all bombarded, makeup, this and that. Even the hijab, even those who wear hijab, the hijab become a fashion. You know what's the newest fashion in hijab? And I'm seeing it much more common these days. The neck is showing. And I looked at one young girl in this week. I was like, where did this come from? You're covering, mashallah, and dressing properly. Why the neck? Because that's the vogue. That's what they are doing all online. Here you are. We are bombarded. But if I remember, I'm going to him one day, and I am going to be so happy when I said, I lived for you. I gave up things. I gave my beauty. I covered my hair. I didn't be like everybody else, young and old, because for you, sooner or later we'll be there. Then that day we'll see who is the successful person. SubhanAllah, the last one, alhamdulillah, we have 5 minutes, which is should be the motto of your life. And I've seen it there, and we, inshallah, we can do it here. This one is the following. You need to do something, you need to want something, and you need to work hard for it, and you need to be believing in yourself and what you are doing, and you will get the result. Are you all with me? That's a verse in the Quran. If I ask anyone, what do you want? Don't tell me you want Jannah, of course, because it's Tuesday program. What do you want? If I ask somebody in this room, what do you want? Let's start with a young person. What do you want? Amira, what do you want? And something for dunya halal, it's okay. It's okay. You want to go to this school for... I'm sorry? Okay. Is that halal? She wants her own room. Is that halal? Right? That's halal. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But this example, I can't apply this verse because she doesn't have yet the means for it. Okay, something, somebody a little bit older than. Yalla, yeah, anybody from here, right? What do you want? Okay, good grades. I was looking for that. And hada is me. She you wanted. You really wanted. That's what Allah says. Man arada. You want something. Here the verse, هذه في سورة الإسراء الآخرة, the hereafter. But you can apply it on your dunya. من أراد, number one, you want. You want to be successful. You will be successful. You will not be successful unless you wanted. But wanting alone is not going to give it to you. You want a good grade. So خلاص, you want a good grade, I'm going to go to home, sleep, or tomorrow my grade are good. Is that how it works? I wish, right? And you wish. من أراد, you really have to put it as a goal, focus. Second, وسعى لها سعيها. You're going to work very hard. Very hard for your goal. يعني for your room, you're gonna make a dua morning and evening, because that's you can do it, right? That's the hard work, because she can't go and buy a room for herself yet. But you will be focusing in your dua, in the sujood. You will never forget it, because you want it. That's a hard work. For the grade, how many hours you gonna write? And everything that will make your grade better, whether it's an extracurricular activities or whatever, right? You want, and then we go to the adults here. You want it, you work hard for it. Three, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن. You are believe. You believe that Allah will never let you down. That you know, يَقِين سَرْءُ مُؤْمِن هَذَا تَصْدِيقُنَا. You are so sure that your efforts will bring fruit. But hold on a second. Because I'm sure some of you will say, well, I have studied, but I didn't get the grade. Well, I made a lot of dua, but I'm still not sharing my room, but I'm still sharing my room with my sister. Right? I made a huge dua to get married and I'm still single. Now the end of it. Because Allah knows how we think. Ahna people, we wanted instinct, we call it instant gratification. Right? I give you something, you give it right to me. Not with Allah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, those wanted, worked hard, believe, كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Their hard work will be rewarded. What does this have to do with Gaza? What does this have to do with Gaza? I did see it all the time as I'm walking in the hospital, right? These people, what? Wants the Akhirah. I heard it from so many of them, and we have seen it into. We are all project of martyrs. Oh, they died. They don't say died. Either taqa or martyr, right? And they working very hard to keep their faith strong. And they have full yaqeen that Allah will never let them down. What do you think Allah will give them? يعني, I look at many of them and I said, لا أتأول على الله. I'm not going to say something I don't know. But please, when you go to Jannah, remember that you met me. Yes. What did we give up for Allah? Right? What did we give up for Allah? يعني, please again forgive me. يعني, I saw all these women in the middle of the test and everybody was covered. And we can't even cover our hair here. True or false? I can't even dress properly. I can't even pray my salah on time. And that woman who was on that mattress for the 8 days, when the salah time comes in, she's up. So arada, you need to, for each one of you, again, when you go home today, put one goal. But that goal has to be for Allah, salati wa nusuki. Doesn't have to be the goal, by the way, is all about ibadah. It's about all acts of worship. Yani, you're taking care of your children, right? You're studying very hard. You are achieving something. But you need to want it and work very hard for it. And to combine these two verses together, you're going to say, Ya Rabbi, this is for you. What does for you mean? I want only you to reward me. I don't care if people praise me or not. I don't care if I get it or not. That's the point. Because I know you will reward me there. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Those, their reward was, will that those, their hard work will be rewarded. For us, I want it right now. And I want it now, not even tomorrow. That needs to change because that's the day and time we're living in. We're living in the, again, the quick pace. Them, they did not. They lived day by day, literally, day by day. That was the focus, day by day. And in there, in every two or three, as I said, two or three sentences, I still remember, I have some of the videos, I keep listening to it. Allah's name was there. And they were not faking it. They were not faking it. Allah's names comes in. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah will reward us. Allah will give us victory, Ya Rabbi. So here we are. Allah is making us see it. Many of us probably will not be able to go again. Subhanallah, Allah knows. But the idea is when He made me live in this day and age, He gave me the internet. He had people, let people there have with their phones and with the 1 hour of internet they get to do whatever they do and share it so I and you can see it. There is a reason. And the reason is for me to learn and change. I can't, and as I have said for the last 3 weeks, the life cannot be the same. The life is like for those of you who lived September 11th. Remember? Before and after. Travel is never the same. Right? Before and after. Now, our life is not about travel. Our life and my relationship with Allah and my connection cannot be the same. Life will continue, but my inner feelings and the way I look at things cannot be the same. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. From next week, inshallah.